to me, enough is enough. They just wanna hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down. Enough is enough. We won't let them hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down.
Guys, welcome back to the Indie Wrestling Corner with another episode of Indie Talks. I'm your host as always, the queen of the indies. So today we have a little return. We have Max Smash Mass. I can't talk today. What's wrong with me? It's late. All right, Max Smash Master from Rad Pro Wrestling. What's going on?
Oh, not much. Just a Monday night, you know, yeah. Monday before the show, everything's going to hell, but you got to make do and make sure the show goes off without a hitch. And yeah, that's just how it is.
No hell. So today we got a little bit of a panel going on here. If you guys haven't watched Rad Pro Wrestling, it's on IWTV. We had the first show a couple of months ago. It was a hit. Definitely go watch it. I enjoyed the hell. I sat here. Okay, you guys can see I'm in the living room right here. I sat on that couch and I was live tweeting once it was available, and I was sitting here and I was dying and I was loving every second of it. And I knew it was going to be good because you were here before. We talked a little bit about it. I mean, we went through your career under the Ropes series. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to go deeper into Rad Pro Wrestling just
Let's
today.
Let's do that.
Today we're talking everything. So if you guys got questions, you know, comments, anything, drop them into the chat. If you're listening to this later, make sure you go check it out. Definitely
check it out.
Check out the
show.
What?
I'm going to put this out there right now.
Okay.
Tomorrow, June 20th, is my birthday.
Yay! Your free birthday.
It'd be great if people could just promote this show. Hell, buy a ticket.
Yes.
Buy a ticket and go see it. Make the drive. It's going to be a great show. I know. Because I booked it, so at least it'll entertain me, and hopefully entertains everyone else. But I think we're doing fun things, and hopefully what I think of in my crazy head as fun translates to other people, and we can, you know, have a little bit of fun with pro wrestling.
Yes, we all need a little bit of fun, so it's definitely different. So let's go here. So if somebody that hasn't listened to our original interview, let's go a little deeper back into the Rad Pro Wrestling, you know, about, you know, how you came up with it, you know, where did the name come from? So back to basics with Rad Pro Wrestling.
I've kind of always wanted to start something. Whenever you start slowing down in wrestling, you still want to use that creative aspect of your head. And I think the real thing that turned me onto it was when the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast was doing this like Patreon show during the pandemic, where they were booking basically an action figure federation. Mm-hmm. And I'd always, obviously, when you're a wrestler, you think of angles all the time. You think of just characters, and you know, you're just fucking always thinking about wrestling. And I got in with, so I know Smart Mark real well, good friend of mine. So I kind of got in with them just through the pandemic. They're putting out as much content as possible because everyone's sitting inside doing nothing. And then their second season of that, me and Smart Mark actually, like, whatever, we booked like 6 shows. And that was exhilarating to me. It, like, was the best thing ever. it fulfilled all those little things inside me that made me excited about wrestling. And obviously they have a huge fan base. They have like 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. Like, you know, and so a ton of people were able to hear this stuff. And that's really like the first 6 shows I ever booked, mm-hmm. and like put together with consistent storylines with payoffs at the end. And it really, I mean, we were doing it with action figures, but you could have put any, you know, people in it and made it work. So that was super fun. I didn't present them. It was all Smart Mark. You know, he kind of took the credit for it, which is totally fine because he's way more over than I am. But then I was able to take that, you know, mindset, and I talked to Brian Malonis, who's my business partner. And we'd always talked, and we have very similar mindsets. And we're both from the same area. We literally live like 15 minutes from each other, both have families. And we wanted to do something with wrestling, and we wanted to do something different. And he said to me, he's like, listen, I don't want to do any creative. That can be all you. I can just, you know, we can just be partners and you do all the creative. And I was like, let me go, because I can, I don't know, this brain never stops. I can think of characters all day. I can think of situations and scenarios and hopefully things that build to a payoff that make people want to pay for it. Right. So I thought of, I mean, I could keep going. I'm going to keep going.
Go for it.
Yeah. So I thought of wrestling around New England. I thought of wrestling in general. It's like, okay, we have a slew of places that do one of two things. We'll say one of three things. There's a slew of places that put on dream matches, which is totally fine. Do that. That costs a lot of money. Right. I don't got a lot of money. Not for this wrestling thing. I got a family to take care of. I can't be taking out loans and stuff to be like paying for this, you know, wrestling fantasy. The second type of people want to be like WWE, right? They want to put on that serialized kind of wrestling show. Great. Do that. That's awesome. The third is people who just want to play wrestler, which mm-hmm. happens a lot. They don't give a shit if they draw a crowd. They want to get their friends and basically have a men's softball league and women's. But that's fine. Do that. But what, like, to me, what's missing is, like, taking wrestling and setting it somewhere and having all individualized, unique characters that are different than anywhere else. Because if you book, we'll just say, Zack Sabre Jr., he's going to be Zack Sabre Jr. wherever you book him, right? Now, that's an extreme case, but, like, if for some reason I had the money and the funds and the charisma to convince him to come to RadPro, he wouldn't be Zack Sabre Jr. for me, because right. that to me is like, okay, I could do that. I do have this idea that anyone who comes in who is actually a name, when they do it, it'll just be their name, right. and then in parentheses it'll say, like, wearing a silly hat, and it'll just be them with, like, a funny hat on, like, just to change them up a little bit. But I wanted to do wrestling that was self-contained, because, God, you listen to all these commentaries like, oh, so-and-so is here and they're doing this. And, like, someone could be a heel there and a heel here and then a baby face where, you know, in a third place. And nothing is, like, consistent, and these universes are all mixed. And it's like, no, fuck that. I want my stuff to be completely separate. I don't want to reference anyone else. I just punched my microphone. I don't want to reference anyone else. I don't want to, you know, I don't want it to be the exact same as everyone else. I want to stand out. I want to do something different. I want to do something that fulfills me, mm-hmm. Which is, you know, characters, story, fun. And, like, a lot of people, and I know this is the same thing that happened with Chikara, is, like, you have a little bit of fun, and everyone's like, fucking comedy promotion. That's fucking comedy wrestling. You know, some dickhead who listens to Cornette every day. Like, oh, fucking comedy wrestling. No, it doesn't have to be comedy wrestling. It's like, fun characters doesn't equal comedy wrestling. We watched an Undertaker versus his burnt brother named Kane. Like, that wasn't comedy wrestling. Those are fun characters. I'm not saying I'm booking those exact people, but yeah. Like, being able to do that and having self-contained stories, I don't have to worry about what anyone else is doing. I just have to worry about me and producing my shows. And shit, if they want to go somewhere else and do whatever they want, it can't possibly affect me because I'm not using those people.
Right.
I'm using, like, the, you know, actors who portray those people.
Right.
But I'm using, you know, my own specific characters. And to me, that's exciting.
Definitely. The passion, right? Like, the passion in the wrestling, and yeah. You know, so, but I hear it all the time, and I have a lot of friends that are like promoters, and like the stress of like doing it and, you know, by selling tickets and going through everything. I don't think fans really realize everything that's entailed, you know, backstage. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of it. I feel like I get like a little peek of what goes on. Pretty much like backstage, it's a lot. Kudos to you.
it's incredibly stressful, but I handle stress very well. I don't know, say that to have an ego. I just do. I come from a very stressful background. I decided it was a good idea to be a chef. It's not. It's like one of the fucking hardest, most incredibly difficult mentally jobs there is. And thankfully, I'm not behind a line anymore, but that really prepared me to not give a shit about these little things that happen. You know, this morning I got a text. It's like, oh, you're going to have 2 EMT details at your show. Fucking why? Why? Do you have EMT details at the kids' soccer game? Do you have it at the play at the high school? It's like, let's cut the shit, guys. You're just trying to fucking milk me for money. And it's like, oh, okay, yeah. Like, you know, it's like, come on. No. What do you think we're made of? Money? Like, that's. No. I'm basically booking shows to not pay myself, to get my students, in front of a crowd and break even. Mm-hmm. If we make a little bit of money to then build up and have a little bit bigger of a show, great. But if we break even and just, you know, just keep it in the black every single time, we're cool because we can have fun shows, a good place for these kids to come wrestle. And, like, hopefully no drama. I know it's coming one day.
No. There's going to be a shit pile of drama. Don't put it out there.
Right?
Don't put that negative out there.
I'm going to be the villain in someone's autobiography, right?
No.
It's inevitable. You cannot make decisions about people in their hobby or career, depending on how far they go, and not have them, like, go to a Hall of Fame speech and be like, that dude was a piece of shit. He ruined my life. You know, it's like, it's going to happen. But, like, I want to try to avoid that as much as possible and just have the best, most fun shows with, like, great people from, I'll say it, the 2 best schools in the country, New England Pro Wrestling Academy and CAP. Fuck it.
Amazing.
Why not?
No, it's great, too, because you have, like, your New York. You have, like, your New England, and it's kind of colliding, which is pretty awesome. You know, I love when we get, like, different areas of wrestlers wrestling, because we do see sometimes the same things, you know? So you want to see something, like, a little bit different. And I always say that there's so many names out there that need, you know, eyes, you know? Yeah. Like, there's a lot of talent, like, on Rad Pro that it's, like, I know, like, obviously watching Chaotic or Fight Life, even coming up to NEPA and stuff, and I'm like, oh, man. You know, and then they're, like, starting to break out other places. Like, I just saw Ricky Smoke is finally going to be on Wrestle Open this week, you know? So I'm like, oh, finally, like, you know, this is awesome, you know? So,
we got a lot of kids. Like, I think we have 80 active students right now.
That's amazing.
It's wild. Maybe 15 to 20 of them are show ready, but but there's a whole nother generation behind them.
Yeah.
So the more they get out, right, you kind of have to splinter out because if they just all stay contained, none of them are ever going to get showcased. So they kind of have to splinter out and branch off and go their separate ways. And hopefully eventually one or two of them make a lot of money in this business. I think just giving them as many opportunities to work credible people is important.
Yeah, it's good because there's also like different mix because everybody comes out of like different schools, not just Creative Pro, not just NEPA. And the trainers might be completely different. So you'll see the different styles and, you know, it's very interesting. Even me being backstage at places and watching wrestlers planning their matches and then trying to make things fit, you know. So it's very interesting. So, but I'm really excited for this. So
I'm excited for you to see it.
I'm excited. Like I've said that, like I'm not going to be there, but I'm sure, 100%. And I know you know this too because when you ran your show, the day of the show, because obviously it came, I think a week later on IWTV or whatever. But I had fans sending me clips, a bunch of them. So I love you guys. That you know, it's like Tiff here, like you know, like that's here's good, this, there's right? this. So that's I appreciate what... that, and like I try to share it too, like on social media with you know, Queen of the Indies on Twitter and stuff like that. Like I try to post all that stuff for like the fans to watch as well. So I want to share it. So thanks for whoever sends it to me too. Like...
And I love that, and I kind of want to give the fans a place to come. You know, this might sound extreme, but like a place to come. And not feel like you're at an indie show and you have to act a certain way because it's, you know, 2023. It's like, no, come and act like a kid. Come and be a kid again. Because honestly, I have a 7-year-old who's upstairs watching Raw. And it's his first Monday of summer vacation. He's watching Raw. You know, he's enjoying it. He's never going to make it through that 3 hours because, like, he'll pass out. But that is the excitement and the wonder of pro wrestling. And if I could capture that, because I feel like I know what my audience is. Yeah. It's me. It's, you know, 28 to 39. Just in that zone where you were alive in the 90s and mostly in the 2000s. And now you're out drinking craft beer and you want to go see some wrestling and feel like a kid again. And I miss that feeling. That's nostalgia. That's literally pure nostalgia for me. Yeah. I can move my head and you see a Winged Eagle championship and like 1,500 wrestling action figures. One, because I'm married, I can do whatever I want. And two, because like that's what I wanted as a kid. That belt right there that's sitting behind me is literally what I dreamt and aspired to have.
Yeah.
So it's like I want people to see our shows and go, that looks like fun.
Yeah.
And I want the wrestlers in the back to go, fuck, this place is fun. I can be me, like, but in a different way.
Right.
Like, I don't have to, we'll just take CPA because we were talking about him. He's my buddy. Like, CPA does a CPA match. And I do not mean that derogatory, right? Like, he knows what he does. He does it well. He can have a match with anyone. He can have the CPA match. He can pull the shirt off, right? He can do the drop kick off the second. He knows his stuff. He does the 1099, 619 gimmick. Like, he knows that. But I want him to – yes, technically you're CPA here. He's, like, the closest to what he is. He's right. Carl Patrick Alabaster. But it's, like, find something different. Try something new. Like, if you want to pretend to be Ken Shamrock one night, pretend to be Ken Shamrock one night. Like, I don't give a shit. I'm not going to be like, why didn't you give me that fucking CPA match I've been dreaming of? I was like, no, do what you want, man. Like, pretend to be Ken. Find something new. Because if you can quote, it's an old wrestler thing. It's like, go away and learn a new hold. There's nowhere to go away anymore.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to go away. You can't go anywhere and not be on the same internet everyone has.
Right.
But if I can fucking give someone that, then let's do it. Let's take it. Let's change. Like, let's hopefully get some people some different reps. Because if we only do the same reps, we're only working the same muscles, and we're never ever gonna progress. You know?
Right. Oh, so let me ask you this, because and then I'll get to like I see some stuff in the chat. But so you had your first show. Pretty much was again. Yeah, yeah. I can't stress, like, go watch it if you haven't watched it. I had so much fun. Like, I think it was like an hour and a half, like after editing, pretty much on IWTV.
Yeah, so that's another thing. I'm not running shows that are more than 2.5 hours live because I want kids and like families to come.
Right.
And I have kids and I have a family and I can't even get through like a 2-hour Monster Jam show, you know, with my kids. We're like, let's get the fuck out of here. You know, so if I could like cap it at 2 hours, then you walk over to the brewery. Yeah, I just burped. I don't give a shit. Walk over to the brewery and get, you know, get a beer or play the arcade machines with your kids. Like, great. You've it's made a night day. Of it. Go get, yeah. And the shows are 4 to 6 p.m. Go get dinner, right? Yeah. Talk about the show. Go out with your friends. We're not getting out of the fucking show at midnight. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I don't even stay up till midnight. Like, midnight? Right? Like, I want these to be snackable. I want them to be like, there's nothing better. I'm sorry. I totally cut you off.
No, but you're
like,
fine.
There's nothing that fed me more as a kid than I got 2 hours of wrestling.
Yeah.
I got 2 hours on a Monday. And then I waited to Saturday to watch like a shitty half-assed replay of it. You know? Like that's what I like couldn't get enough because there wasn't enough. Mm-hmm. Like if we run 6 shows a year and they're all 2 hours long, like that's 12 hours you're getting out of us.
But that's good.
And that's it.
It's nice.
Yeah, these characters can't be abused because they only get so much time, you know?
Right, right. No, it's good. So go back, go watch it. It's an hour and a half on IWTV. I can't stress it. Again, if I put people on, you know, this podcast, you know, stuff that I enjoy and everything like that. So, like, I can't stress. Like, if I didn't like it, he wouldn't be here. All right.
Yeah.
So
2 months or two shows in a row.
Yeah. So like, and we were talking to this on the first episode that we were like, oh, you know, we'll see. We're gonna see how the first one goes. Hopefully, I could do more. And so here we are. But so my question to you is that since you had your first show, everybody had fun. It seemed like everybody had fun. You know. Yeah. So did you have other wrestlers like reach out to you and be like, I love this concept, and like, I love the first show. Like, I need to get on this.
Yeah. I mean, if you open a promotion, the first thing that's going to happen is like 20,000 people are going to message you, and some of them are going to send you like one sentence fragment that's like, I am wrestle. Mm-hmm. And then their wrestling name, and like that's it. And then some people will send you a nice resume, and like you can really just, if you wanted to, make a fake promotion, put it on the internet and say we're running shows, and boom, you're going to have 40,000 people come. To want to work there. It doesn't mean you're going to draw people. But everyone in the world is going to say, like, hey, I need work.
Right.
I'm crushing these White Claws to make me burp into the microphone. Sorry.
He's getting white but, girl wasted.
Yeah. Right, a little pause for the claws over here.
That should be a gimmick. A character.
Nope. Here's one thing that it's kind of an unwritten rule in Rad Pro. No beer, no drug, and no love. No men, women, love angles, none of that bullshit, right? Like, get that shit out of here.
Yeah.
And like, I want it to be the most simple, like, I'm going for
right
something. I won't say a belt, but because I don't have a belt yet. But, you know. But yeah, what were we yelling about? What was I yelling about?
Wrestlers wanted to be on. But wait,
These motherfuckers come out of the woodwork. Holy shit. They're like from Texas. Like, hey, here's my thing. I come in for $150. $150?
Oh my.
$150. I don't pay anyone $150.
you get a hot dog and a handshake. I got Anthony Green
on this show. He ain't getting $150. You can, well, I'll just kayfabe and say I'm paying him that, but.
No, don't say that because then they're going to come at you. And ask
he's like $7,000 to get Anthony Green there.
Wait, let me cut you off here. Tyree Taylor's in the chat.
Yeah, he's big Ty. Don't you fucking thing. Say what I think your wrestling name's going to be. If he says it, he's unbooked. What did he say?
No, he just said Smash Master.
Yeah, that's my point.
I love that. Chat in the chat says, last Rad Pro show was awesome. Will there be Pogs at the next show?
So there won't be Pogs at this show. Pogs cost money. But we have stickers. Yeah. Everyone gets a sticker.
Yay.
I think a door prize is good. Like, you walk in, it's like, here you go. Mm-hmm. You get this. Because I made 100 Pogs last time as like a commemorative like first show thing. And it's not like super expensive. Pogs are cheap, but it's just the logistics are like, okay, I got to reach out to the Pog guy. I got to do this. I got to do that. On top of editing all the videos, like every video you see is me editing it. All the music you're going to hear is me fucking editing it. Like every tweet, every one of those, is like me posting it and like, you know, scheduling it. So it's a ton of work. Mm-hmm. But we do have stickers, and yeah. stickers can go places, so yes. people can see the brand.
Absolutely. Go yeah. put them on people's, like, in the bathroom.
But I'm going to say it right now. I'm going to say it right now. We're going to have exclusive merchandise.
Ooh.
Exclusive. There will be three characters. I was putting it over here, but no one can see it. Three characters with exclusive 8x10s. Rad Pro 8x10s. Yep. And they're only going to be 10 each.
Ooh.
So if you want them,
go get them.
You're going to have to buy them.
Go get them.
You're going to have to buy them. I don't know who the three are just yet. I have to look at the number. It's somewhere in my phone.
So. Oh, maybe the potato. Tyree says, this man has been a godsend in my career. Big shout out to Smash.
I love me some Tyree.
So awesome. Tyree. Very, very awesome. So, all right. So you want to talk a little bit about this card, like, you know, for the fans?
I want to ask you some questions.
Oh, okay. We're going to ask questions.
I'm feeling the claws. Right? Well, let's go.
I'm feeling the water.
Off the top of your head.
Yes.
Two characters that are memorable to you from the first Rad Pro show.
Eyeless. That was my favorite. Hands down. Okay. Hands down.
Can you explain Eyeless to the crowd? The fans listening on.
Oh, man. Dark. Dark. I think I got extra hyped with this because Shana LaVangie as, you know, Eyeless. Hey, so hey. She came on the podcast before and we had talked about it that everybody's used to her be like this little, like, smiley, happy,
cheerful.
She's
like an adolescent
cheerful.
Girl, you know?
So when she was like, it's going to be dark, when we talked about this on the pod, she goes, it's going to be very different. So I didn't know what to expect, pretty much. And talk about out of the box. Definitely, hands down, favorite character. Favorite.
Thank you.
Favorite.
I love that.
I was just like, she really tapped into something, right? And I think, and that's really like what you wanted. You wanted them to tap into something completely different. And this was a completely different character. And I liked it because even like the wrestling was a little bit different than the Shana LaVangie character. Mm-hmm. So hands down, favorite. And I know like I had talked to a couple of people also when I was watching the show. And I was like, this is definitely like my favorite. A lot of people kind of were saying the same thing because it was such a dark character.
Yeah, on a very bright show.
It gave like a Wednesday / Adam's Family.
Like, honestly, that show coming out pretty much at the exact same time. It was not planned.
Right.
I've had the idea of Eyeless and Flitz for like maybe 3 years at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's literally like that show came out and the whole fucking TikTok dance and all that shit was like, the exact same week it felt like. I don't know if it was, but you know, like it felt like that. I was like, oh, people are gonna think this is a Wednesday Adams character, which it wasn't necessarily meant to be.
Right.
This is gonna be for a very specific audience. I'm gonna tell them where the because this isn't where the idea is going, but where the original idea for the Eyeless character was to be with me, and you may not understand. I don't know how nerdy you are. But there's a video game character. It's a big daddy.
Okay.
And a little sister.
Okay.
And they're from this game called BioShock.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, little sister looks like Eyeless, but it's like a little girl. And she's protected by this big fucking monster. And I just thought that was such a cool visual that I was going to do it with a different person. But I think Shannon is 100% the best possible one for it. Right. Now, it's evolved a lot from there, but the look is still the same. You're like,
right,
it looks like a Raggedy Ann doll left out in the rain.
Yeah,
you know, it's like horrifying.
But she definitely tapped into something, and that's what I was really looking for watching this, that I was like, oh, are we gonna kind of still see the same person that they're used to, that of course you're just by habit you're gonna go into those things, but she really tapped into something completely
different. And there will be a bit of a different look from Eyeless on the second show.
Ooh.
A bit of an evolution. So
let's
keep an eye out.
The tentacles, but I'm a little impartial.
Yeah,
like...
you're biased. Yeah. I definitely threw a double choke slam in there for you.
You did. I popped. Do you want the belt I have in here?
I mean, I choked the dog shit out of those boys. Before they went up, I was like, post, motherfuckers. Here we go.
But I give them credit, too, because I love them. You know, that's one thing is like the promos and setting up for it. I mean, they talked about it on the pod here a little bit after your show. We talked about it. So then Jack kind of started tapping into it a little bit more, into the little accent and everything. So I
thought Jack did great.
He
right?
did amazing.
Like, I'm not a young teenager anymore. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow I'll be, I just said it to my mom. I said it. 18 years ago, I turned 18. So it's like, you know, it's I'm not that young anymore. So Jack does great with his like vlogs and shit. But to me, it just doesn't translate, which is totally fine. But I think a character like a bartender can translate to anyone over the age of 21.
Right.
Anywhere all the time. You know, like they've seen that. They've seen a smarmy like asshole. And I don't even think Jack drinks, but
no,
he loves God too much.
Dante drinks enough for the both.
Good, how it should be. You need a designated driver. But I think like he tapped into it very well, and like they just got it. They understood. They were happy about the vision, and those are the people that are exciting to me, because if you're not too into yourself that you're like no. I'm not going to do this. Like, okay, that's fine. Yeah. I don't need you to come and do that. Right. I just want to give an opportunity. And Dante's been wonderful. Jack's been wonderful. And they like really care about it. And they've tried super hard, which is all anyone can ask for, you know?
Right.
Especially as like a promoter and a booker is like, man, I just need people who are loyal and who are excited. Boom.
I also, like, I have to bring this up, like, I'm going back to, like, the original one or whatever, and you're going to have to, like, forgive me with, like, the names, because, again, I'm still learning the names, too,
of course.
But even, like, Dan Champion coming out with, like, the milk,
and the milkman. Dairy Dan the milkman. Dairy Dan the milkman.
I can't, that he came out with the milk, and he was cheersing the fans, and I was like, I love this.
Andre the Giant over for some reason, like, people were fucking so into the milkman. I don't know if you heard his song.
Yes.
Milkshake by Khalees. Like, it definitely didn't come out in 1994, but I'll make exceptions for something that is too perfect, you know. And you get to see his friend I can't say his name without laughing. It's Mortadella Matt the meat monger. Did you watch that promo he put together?
It was with the recent or
so he's a student of mine and he's fucked up. Like he's a nut. He'll like, I don't know, he's a nut. If you get a chance,
okay,
shit, we might even do a live react. Go to my Instagram. I'll filibuster. I'll fill this time. If you go to my Instagram and it is the fourth video down on the right on the main page, it's a person with a raw chicken hanging out of his mouth.
Oh my God.
You'll be able to see it. That's Mortadella Matt the meat monger. He's a black market meat salesman. And he's just so happened to be friends. Dairy Dan the milkman.
Oh, okay. So I missed that one. I gotta go back and watch the I love promos. Watch promos it. Are one of my favorite things. Like, more promos. Like, I always stress.
So the way I'm telling people is like, honestly, I'm saying, fuck promos. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear you talk. Mm-hmm. I can have you talk on the show if I need you to. Mm-hmm. I need to understand this character. Mm-hmm. And like, someone coming up and be like, June 24th, Amesbury, Massachusetts. It's going to be me and you. And I'm going to beat you. 1, 2, 3. It's like, shut the fuck up. Like, I'm skipping off this promo so fast. But if you give me 15 seconds of your character just acting like a complete psychopath, like, yes, that feeds me the way I need to be fed. Like show me who this character is doing something wacky. And I think we've done, I don't know, I think it's like 10, mm-hmm. 10 different like character profiles. You saw Rod Slab, I'm sure.
Yes.
Rod Slab's great. Yeah, so, but that leads me into the next card, which you were going to talk about.
Yes.
You get Mortadella Matt the Meatmonger versus Leaf Montgomery. Leaf Montgomery, one of the plant-based prophets.
I have it up here up on the screen. If you guys listen to the audio, you can go see the video on YouTube, Twitch, or Facebook.
So. Yeah, I can only assume people in the chat hate me because I just talk incessantly.
No.
Okay. I just wonder.
You're fine. You're fine. There's people in there. And chat said stickers are good.
Stickers are good.
He says Starland Crabtree is my favorite.
Starlamadian Crabtree.
Hey, okay. Trayvon Jordan. He goes, Tiffany, make sure to mention the word chokeslam. Thank you. Okay, well, we talked about it. He already brought it up. He actually
tune in earlier.
Dante. But he's not Dante. He's Botanicals. No. Okay, a choke slam on the first show.
I did. Maybe pay attention.
I think it just popped in now. So thank you for coming on in. Much love, Trayvon. Too funny. So, but yeah, no. I lost train of thought now. So we're talking about, so this match, again. I have it up on the screen for you guys so you can see.
Yeah.
This looks good. Is he eating a pickle?
Yeah. So one thing I'm going to say right now, and this is about Trayvon Jordan. Mm-hmm. Trayvon Jordan is top three babyface in possibly the country to me. And I'm happy he's back and he's healthy.
Yes.
And boy, oh boy, do I got to get my hands on some Trayvon Jordan.
Yes.
Because he's fucking awesome. And I love his partner too. Jalen, I fucking love him. I love them together. I've worked with them. Love those kids. I remember one time they wanted me to give a tombstone to that big motherfucker. And I was like, I'm not going to do these fucking hips. My hips are going to explode. Right? He's deceivingly big. I really love Trayvon. I love Waves and Curls. Fucking good kids. And I gotta get me my hands on them.
Yes.
Not like I'm going to change their lives. I want their talents on my show. Sorry, but yeah. Shit.
Oh, he said. Well, by the way, he said. He goes, beautiful. Welcome to the Chokeslam division, Mr. Smashmaster. Sorry, tuned in late. I was eating an ice pop, and then he said, Mr. Smashmaster, you make my heart sing. Thank you, Big Bro. We're here for you whenever you want us. Oh, you muted, I think.
How'd I mute?
There you go. You're good.
I'm over here clicking buttons and shit. I don't know. Yes. So I got to get me my hands up. But right now, I think I have like 40 characters in the bank.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, that's a lot of characters.
Right.
I got to make every scene matter. Mm-hmm. Everything's got to matter. Mm-hmm. You were asking about Mortadella Matt, the meatmonger, is eating a pickle. They serve pickles at the venue.
Oh.
And he decided to take his promo while eating a big pickle in a brown paper bag.
Oh. Just is he going to use that in a match, though?
He's got pocket pepperonis. Watch the promo.
Oh.
So he throws them like ninja stars, but they're pocket pepperonis. And if you're in the front row, you better hold out your hand when he comes out because he doesn't give out business cards.
Oh.
He gives out pepperonis.
There you go. There you have it. So come
hungry.
So
you could get a lukewarm pepperoni out of a man's pocket at the next Rad Pro show.
That's love.
Yeah. Get a baggie, put it in the freezer. It's going to be worth nothing in about 5 years. But yeah, he's crazy. All right, let's run down the show because I literally could talk.
Okay, all right.
For six
hours.
Where
do you want to go now?
No. I want you to bring them to me.
All right.
I want to know
here,
where you're going.
We're going to go because I'm going to go how it is in.
You know what? I might give you
uh-oh.
A scoop tonight.
Ooh, okay.
A scoop, a red hot scoop.
Ooh. Okay? All right. So we're going to go how it's loaded in the program. So the next one I have here is the Botanicals versus the Break Room. Well, we talked a little bit about that. So, but I'm putting up the.
The Botanicals,
Botanicals
versus the Break Room. So we have Ned Relish and Carl Patrick Alabaster.
I love
of
this.
The Break Room.
I love it. So
yeah, so they got a call. So they're on a drive right now. They've been coming from Long Island for about 2 months. They've been driving. with the botanicals, and they're very fed up with the botanicals. But they got a call that when they get back, they're going to have to work. Well, one of them, Carl Patrick Alabaster, has to work the weekend. His manager, Todd Dedeau, he called him up and said, "You got to work the weekend when you come back." So he's really upset. But Ned Relish, the new hire, he's off that weekend. So maybe something's brewing there. But they decided to hitch a ride together, and unfortunately they have a match, so they're just building up the hatred for each other. And I can't imagine being in a car with Bobby Sapphire, who's played by Jack Tomlinson, for 10 minutes. So imagine 3 months in a car with him, right? Like, brutal. He just talks about Prime and Jesus, like, every 10 seconds, so... Is there someone in the chat popping off? I see you looking.
I don't know. I mean, they're not typing, but we'll see. Maybe they will. But we're also like behind a little bit. If you want, tag them. Tag the wrestlers. They can pop in here.
I don't give a shit.
We'll cut and tag them later.
Yeah.
And Chad says, "I got front row seats. Hope I get some pepperoni."
Oh, hold out that hand, because I'll tell you, there's pepperoni coming your way. Chad Johnson, I know you. I saw the ticket come through.
I'm here for it. I'm sure Chad will be sending me videos, so I appreciate you, Chad, very, very much so.
What's next loaded in your
queue?
Okay,
so next we have Dealer's Hand versus Dead Ringers. This is going to be good.
The Dealer's Hand, right? So we saw them debut at the end of last show. Mm-hmm. So we have Pinch and Payline. Payline is the one with the red hair, and Pinch is the one with the dark black hair. So yeah, they're pretty much the cronies for the Pit Boss, who's played by Brian Malonis. So they attacked and broke the sternum of Stefan King, and they stole his King necklace, his coveted King necklace. It was given to him by his mother. Originally, the main event was going to be Stefan King versus the Pit Boss, but that has changed.
Oh, that's so changed. Oh, okay. I have
that has changed.
Here.
Rod Slab is filling in for Stefan King, new main event.
Ooh.
So we will say, like, we don't know much about the Dealer's Hand, but we will see them against a new debuting tag team, which is the Dead Ringers. Ooh. And somehow in 1994, luck is, you know, given us two pro athletes from the Major League Baseball. They're on strike. Mm-hmm. They're on strike in 1994, and they decided to come and show their hand or try their hand at Rad Pro Wrestling. But these two men, they feel like, you know, a mix between the Baseball Furies, if you're familiar with the movie The Warriors, you know, being from New York, you should be. A mix of the Baseball Furies and a 1990s grunge, right? So a little bit of that. I know they have custom gear and custom things. They went all out, and like, literally, that makes my heart soar. I feel like Teddy Hart thinking about the Young Bucks. My heart soars. That's literally to Pop J. George if he listens to this. but they went out and they got like, you know, custom jerseys and all of those things. So be on the lookout. And I know I've been speaking to them, and their offense is not going to be MSP offense. Main State Posse or MSP is who's portraying the Dead Ringers. They're going to have all new offense. So like, this is another selling point, is if you want to see your wrestlers do something different, literally different tag moves, different entrance, different everything, different music, like try it out on our show. And I'm really excited to see what they come with, and I'm really excited to see how the Dealer's Hand fares against such a, you know, high quality tag team.
Ooh. Okay, well, I'm ready for that. That's definitely gonna be awesome.
Sell it.
All right, the next one I got is Roberta Ginger Snap versus Starla Mae.
Roberta, fucking Roberta.
Roberta. I'm excited.
She doesn't even know how to use a camcorder. Did you see that promo?
I can't.
Yeah. So
we're gonna give her some lessons.
Roberta is gang affiliated, so that makes me nervous. Roberta, she comes from a gang, the Triple L's. I don't know if you're familiar.
Yeah, yeah.
Live, laugh, love. Mm-hmm. So Roberta is really, she makes me nervous because I don't know what she's going to bring to the ring, or how she's going to act, or you know what she's going to do to Starla Maydeen Crabtree. Mm-hmm. It could be a dangerous one. I don't know if she's going to want this match contested under Granny's rules. You know, she has been known to have matches. Her specialty is the death by chocolate match. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things, you know. I'm not a fan of death matches, but death by chocolate sounds a little bit different to me. So maybe, just maybe, you know, down the line, we'll see one of those out of the grizzled gangsta granny, Roberta Ginger Snap.
I love that. I love these names. I can't.
I think of them while I'm pooping.
Oh, my goodness. So are we going to get serenaded by Starla this show? I mean,
you know, I haven't received a formal request. Mm-hmm. I did receive her rider. It's very obnoxious, but I'll make sure that all the red M&Ms are separated from the M&M bowl, those kinds of things, mm-hmm. You know, to make sure that she's happy in her own personal dressing room, foot massage available anytime, that kind of stuff. But I haven't received a formal request because I don't know if she wants to, you know, do her new single at our show or not, but we'll see. We'll see.
Oh, I guess we'll see. So.
Yeah, she's still riding the high off of
she might be watching this
Bud Light and Jesus. You
know,
yeah.
We never know. We never know.
Oh, Bud Light and Church, excuse me. That's the claws talking.
All right, so the next one that I have is Kit Sage and Angelo Intellect. Oh, man. The American Love Cat.
I'm going to get real close to the camera. I don't even know if anyone's watching. It's like, you want dream matches, right? This is a match that could be on. This sounds so cliche. Mm-hmm. It's like, this match could main event any card. This is a great match with two great wrestlers. Mm-hmm. But for us, this is a computer programmed Channing Thomas in Angelo Intellect. Mm-hmm. Wally Dangus unveiled his computer of the future. And he's programmed Angelo Intellect to be a very savvy wrestler, but also to employ an illegal maneuver, which is the pile driver. Pile driver is illegal in Rad Pro, 100% illegal. If the referee sees it, it's an immediate disqualification and subsequent suspension. So it's like, this is pretty intense that he's utilizing this move. There was a promo. Not many people watched it. It's more of a vignette. I don't do promos. I do vignettes. Where Wally Dangus reprogrammed Angelo Intellect. Mm-hmm. So the Angelo Intellect we're going to see is Angelo Intellect 2.0. Mm-hmm. And he increased the damage of the pile driver from 100% mm-hmm. to 101%. Wow. So things could get real dangerous for us. Hopefully we don't see a pile driver because the move is illegal. And we don't like those nefarious things in Rad Pro. But mm-hmm. if we do see one, it's pretty dangerous. It's a bad move. And especially if it's at 101% efficiency. Whew, things could happen. But hopefully Kit Sage is you know, good enough to evade the pile driver. But Kit Sage comes to us from the assholes like next door, pretty much. Gnarly Pro, like, ugh, you know, Gnarly Pro. We stole him away, right? He's our signee. He's our Cody Rhodes. You know, ooh. We got him back. So he came to us from Gnarly Pro. So he's going to be back and, you know, he's going to be in the fold. He's going to be riding high with us. So I'm very happy to have such a great signee in Kit Sage.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Oh,
so
please do.
Good match. All right. Next one I got is Darlene Bosley and Eyeless.
Oh, the Boz, Darlene Bosley. So, yeah, from the other side of the tracks, known to steal lunch money, right? you know, slide in, steal your girl at the diner booth, that kind of stuff. Yeah, just a blast from the past, 1950s, you know, tough guy wrestler. So, yeah.
Oh, man.
And then Eyeless. We already talked about Eyeless.
Yes.
And Flitz.
Yes.
Flitz. Fucking Flitz.
Oh, man. I'm ready for it. Definitely. So this could be a stealer. All these matches are good. All these, yeah. You know, pretty much if you... You know, watch podcasts, or you watch a lot of like the New England, or like Create a Pro. You're gonna see a lot of these.
Yeah, I try to put together matches that people want to see, but with a spice that they haven't tasted yet.
Yeah, so that's gonna be fun. We have a little 3-on-3 action here, right? We got CJ Cruz with Dev Corp, and then okay, you got a Pear Tree and say it for me. D'Angelo?
No, Don. So Don, say it like,
yeah, say
like
it Don. Better for me, because like, you know, I'm gonna screw it all up with my next.
Here, I'll teach you.
Okay.
How do you probably say it funny, but how do you say, you know, when the sun comes up in the morning, it's dawn.
Dawn.
Yeah. Just like that. Dawn. Go.
Don. Go.
Lem.
Dongo Lem. There you go.
Dongo Lem. You said it, right? Dongo Lem. Dongo Lem's an artist, and he I wouldn't say abducted, but he convinced two young wrestlers to come and join him at the last show. There was now known as Bosk and Anju, which are both pair names. Mm-hmm. And Bosk and Anju are visions of Dongo Lem. So he's trying to sculpt himself, mm-hmm. right? He's trying to make a vision of himself. But there was a promo that went out. I keep burping.
promo that went out last
week. Yeah. From Dongo Lem that Bosk had a blemish. He mm-hmm. found a blemish on Bosk and he cast him away. So there's a new... Here, I'll give you a scoop here. There's a new... wrestler in this match. Originally it was Jerry L. Rivera who's mm-hmm. going to be Bosk, but unfortunately Jerry L. Rivera tore his ACL. So Bosk is cast away. And we will be having Landon Hale as a new pair in the pair tree as Comice.
Ooh, yes, I like that.
Yeah, Comice, Bosk, Anju, and Dongo Lem. So the patriarch in the pair tree is the trio name. Ooh. And yeah, I'm really excited to see what they do against myself. And I put this together as a slightly, you know, like masturbatory bit of booking, because Mortar is my kid, you yes. know, he's mm-hmm. basically Max Smashmaster Jr. So to put him with the Dev Corp and just see what this, I don't know if you've seen our new roster page.
Yeah, I gotta go to it. I put the link.
Check it out. Mm-hmm. Because I worked super fucking hard on it.
I just saw the photo, so yeah. I gotta go to the page.
So yeah, if you click on it, it'll give you a little bit about each character.
That's awesome.
And for CJ Cruz, just says, you know, blue chipper, nice kid. What bad could happen to him? So I don't know. We don't know just yet. So maybe we tune in, pay attention to what happens. And we saw that Eyeless took a little liking to CJ Cruz at the first show, so we know that little tidbit about it. I'm not spoiling anything if you're going to watch it. But I wanted to put him with me and my partner Blaster, because like, you know, our third in the trio has retired from wrestling. I still love him, Flex Rumble Crunch, talking to him every day. But right, like, it's great to have a little bit of a young blood in there and just see what we can do as a team, and at least team once in our lives, because I don't have many more matches left in this old bod. So yeah, it'd be great to see, and I want to see what happens with you know, the newly formed team of the Patriarch and the Pear Tree.
Well, that's gonna be fun. Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to that. Oh, the whole card's awesome.
I know. It's like you should drive up and see it or something.
Who's putting me in their car with them? So yeah, I have to do
here. The you do it, and I'll give you a free ticket.
We'll see. I don't think I'll be able to do it. It's a lot. It's okay. I wish I could, but I I'm here. I support. I watch. One of these days, I'm going to do it, and then hopefully, you know, maybe I can play something, and I can stay with our friend over up in Lowell, Massachusetts, or whatever like that. But
Lowell.
See, like it's like we say Worcester.
Wow. Southeast Asia.
I don't know. I just plug it into the GPS and I just come up. Okay. I don't know. Up there, up in Mass, where all the good wrestling is. Pretty much all the good wrestling is up there. So.
Oh, boy.
I wish I was there. I'm going to have to move on up to Massachusetts. And then that'll be the end. I'm sure a lot of people would be happy about that. At least
everyone wants to get out of New York. I understand.
It's too expensive here.
But. So unfortunately, they just don't have licenses to drive anywhere, so
jeez. Not me, I'm good.
Yeah, you're good. All right, what's next?
So I think we went through the you said that there's a change.
There is a change.
Yes.
Did we do 8 matches?
Yeah, we did. Holy we did. Shit. So you said the Pit Boss.
The Pit Boss.
Yes.
So we'll take on Rod Slab.
Ooh.
Played by Bobby Orlando.
Yes.
Yes.
Did you put that out there? Because I don't have it in the. No, you didn't put it out there. Okay.
I did put it out there.
You did? I don't have the graphic. Oh, I did.
That's because you took an old graphic.
I took an old graphic.
Stay up to date.
I was going through.
You didn't watch half my vignettes?
I saved the ones on Facebook. That's why. So
I'm going to replay this. You said, I love promos. I watch all the promos.
I do.
And then you haven't watched any of my vignettes. Okay.
That's not true. I do. I love promos. So
good. I put a cachet of them up there so people can see. When people actually are like, oh, I'll give Rad Pro a try, they can go back and they can see all this stuff in bite sized portions.
That. And now you made a YouTube channel too.
Made a YouTube channel, which is just another thing I have to fucking manage. But
have one of the kids do it.
If you want to catch up on the storyline so far, watch the first video. It's 1 minute and 45 seconds, and it's set to an old WWF production theme. Yeah. So you know that gets me fired the fuck up. And boom, you're up to date on what the last show was. Even if you don't watch it on IWTV, which I want you to watch it on IWTV. I get X amount of money per hour you watch. But if you don't have time for that, I got a 1 minute and 45 second video for you to watch on YouTube, Rad Pro Wrestling. Please. I'm working my ass off over here.
No. No, it's worth it. It's worth it. It's so good. I'm so excited. I can only imagine where it's going to go. So.
If this psycho brain actually, works out and comes to fruition, I have some fun things that I think people will enjoy. We did announce a third show, August 12th, the Lafayette Club in same Amesbury, Massachusetts, only about a mile away from the other venue. It's called Birds of a Feather. Birds of a Feather. If you look at it, it looks like The Crow, the movie The Crow. Shout out to Johnny Clash for the amazing graphics. He does amazing work. But I can give you a scoop right now. I don't even have a match graphic yet. But if you want a scoop,
we get the exclusives.
I can give you a scoop now. Do you want a match?
Yes.
Do you want me to tell you a match?
Yes.
I want people in the chat. I want people in the chat to tell me if they want a match. I know it'll come through in a second.
Oh, Dominic's in the chat. What's up,
Dom? Fucking Dom. I'm already stressed out. So we've announced, I'm going to filibuster while people are allowed to comment down there. We have 3 new characters coming. Ooh. August 12th. 3 new characters. Ooh. I already have a fucking million. 3. So we have Ava Everett. She's debuting as The Wretch. Ooh. Gretchen Fron.
I like that.
We have the cinematographer, Esteban Palomino, played by J. George.
Oh, that should be good.
And then we have Cro-Magna TA, played by Love Doug.
Yes!
Cro-Magna TA, played by Love Doug. Now, the cinematographer, Esteban Palomino, he's looking for his next big action star. And which one of those three characters sounds like the next big action star? Is it the formerly frozen motorcycle riding, babe smooching Cro-Magnon TA? Or is it the German, industrial music listening, partially Bull Nakano, the wretch, Gretchen Fron? To me, it sounds like Cro-Magnon TA, right? That sounds like an action star. Rockin' stash, rippin' mullet, and just smooching babes, half caveman, half motorcycle enthusiast. Are you ready for this match?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
It will be Esteban Palomino, the cinematographer, played by Jay George, versus Cro-Magnon TA, played by Love Doug, in a 1 year Iron Man match.
What?
1 year Iron Man match.
Mind blown.
1 year Iron Man match.
Wow. I don't even know what to say.
I'm just letting it hang. 1 year Iron Man match.
I feel like this is going to be like one of those continuous, like, random videos that you could probably see on social media any random day of them.
Well, if you watched our content, you would know. You guess you're just going to have to come up on August 12th just to see what's going to happen. 1 year.
Interesting.
Not an hour, not a week, not a month. 1 year Iron Man match.
I need to know. I'm very curious.
Is anything happening in the chat? Because I just fucking...
Chad wants to know, we want a match, which you got. And he says, are tickets on sale for Birds of a Feather?
They are. RadProWrestling.com.
There you go.
They are on sale. Rad Pro Wrestling. I thought Chad already got tickets.
For that show? For the Birds of a Feather?
For Birds of a Feather.
Did you get tickets already, or are you just asking?
Yeah. I mean, he's probably trying to tell me to promote it. Yeah, tickets are on sale.
There you go.
Yeah, now I got to tell Johnny Clash to get on making that match graphic.
There you go.
Because I just announced it. I was getting all fired up.
It's all out. We'll clip it, and then you can add it to your match graphic when you set it all up, pretty much, on social.
I'm doing it right now. Great. So yeah, that's an exciting match. I don't understand how it's going to happen. It's not like we can rent the building for a year. That would be wildly expensive. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think that's a big one.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And the stipulation. I didn't even mention the stipulation.
Oh, there's a stip. Okay. Yep.
If Esteban Palomino wins, has the most falls in 1 year, Cro-Magnon TA has to star in his movie, in his new action movie. Yep. That's it. That is it.
Oh, I'm really curious.
Yeah. Oh, you're gonna have to fucking wait a year to figure out what happens. But
see, this is a way to rail you in, right? Yeah. Like you're suckered in now. You have to watch it. You have to watch a year's worth of some Rad Pro Wrestling. My thick accent.
Rad Pro Wrestling.
I love that. That's awesome. That's awesome. No, I'm excited. I'm really, really excited. I love it. All the characters and the people that are new coming in, like what they're, you know, how their character is going to portray, like that. We could actually sit here. We could talk about all this, but like to actually physically see it. That's what like I'm really looking forward to. And like even like I said in the beginning of like who taps into something completely different.
Yes.
So
that's what makes me excited.
Yeah.
And I literally thrive on it when people are like, hey, I have ideas for this. It's like, yes, thank God. I can only have so many ideas.
Yeah.
Literally, brain can only work so much.
Yeah.
But, you know, like certain people, and I think J. George is fucking funny, funny as shit.
Yes.
Talented. Mm-hmm. Like, Love Doug, we know Love Doug. Love Doug is the consummate babyface. He's he's number one or two, in my personal book.
Mm-hmm.
It's Bobby Orlando, Love Doug, and Trayvon Jordan.
Yeah,
the three top babyfaces in literally in.
Oh man,
I think of wrestling. Like,
so what
I told him he was number three before. It's not like I said he was number one.
So but, are you gonna make Trey like a heel though? Like, I feel like you have to, like,
bring him in. I don't have any ideas.
I feel like you have to tap into something with Trey completely, like, different in that aspect. Like, something dark, right? Because he comes out all smiley, like...
I'll make him the Undertaker. I don't know. Like, you know? Like, I don't know. Like, honestly, I know he just came back recently.
Right.
You know, from his injury. So it was a little out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
And I'm very grateful that he's healthy. And I would feel bad bringing him in and not giving Jalen a spot as well, because I think he's great too. So it's like I have to use the characters I have.
Mm-hmm.
And then I need to find spots for new characters wherever I can. And yeah, so I don't want people to just come in and like not shine.
Right.
You know, so.
But I feel like even like.
Maybe year two. We don't even know.
But even like the chemistry of like what you have on your roster now, like mixing in with some new, like again, like.
You yeah, no, 100%. I want to find the new, you know, like where those new characters fit in.
Yeah.
Because if everything works out as I'd like it to, which, I mean, shit's already fucked up because of injuries and whatnot. But, like, if everything works out towards the end of this year, like, I have everything booked out. I know the finishes of every show. Like, it just has to happen that way.
Yeah.
And I think that is the booking I like to do. I like to be more than ready. And then if something comes up, I have a contingency plan. Like, I have the ability to think of a contingency plan. But that's just me. Like, I don't... If you book a different way, I don't give a shit. Book however you want. I don't think it's wrong. I just if I do this for me, you know.
Right.
But yeah.
So no, but this is fun. I can't stress.
Is there anyone listening, or are they just watching Cody Rhodes?
You know, probably. I know. I see that there's people. They might not be typing, but there are people like in the chat listening pretty much. So like I see the numbers all over the place. So but yeah, no, there's some people. So I know some people don't like to chat in the chat, and that's okay. And again,
where are these chats? Is this on YouTube?
I have like one main thing that has you know, like that tells me
like
you know
feed.
Who's in like a feed of pretty much whoever's typing from what or whatever like
gotcha,
that.
Gotcha.
So most of the people are in Facebook right now pretty much. So but that's pretty awesome. And again, like I said, if you're listening to this like later, you know, leave me some comments, let us know what you're looking forward to, if you have any ideas, you know, like something that you think's gonna happen or something you'd like to see, or...
I just put a forum up on the website.
Mm-hmm.
Now I understand forums are not the thing that is that is hot in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
But that shit was hot as hell in 1994. So if I could revitalize a small forum about my niche wrestling product, I'll be thrilled.
Yeah. Leave some love. So definitely. But
yeah.
Yeah. So
do you have any more questions about these shows?
No, but I do want to talk about one thing. We have to talk about the beer, the Rad Pro Wrestling beer.
Yes, I just tried it last night.
Don't come. Tell Dante to bring me some because I will see him and Jack on Sunday.
Dante will have to purchase it.
That's fine.
Because it's not for sale by me. It's for sale by the brewery.
I want it.
So, yeah, basically we just made a very small run of a beer, and it's 30 cases or 34 packs.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if people want a four pack of beer, you're gonna have to pay for it, but There will be Rad Pro Wrestling Cowabunga Fog.
So how was it?
It was very good. It's a New England IPA, so mm-hmm. I'm not sure how into New England IPAs or juicy IPAs you are, but mm-hmm. it's what it says it is. you know, it's a juicy, dank IPA. You drink two of them, and you feel like you're gonna have, you know, like a heart attack. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's very good.
Right.
I don't know. I drank them while I was eating like Father's Day dinner yesterday, so. That's why I'm drinking Claws tonight.
I love IPAs. And there's okay. one at one of the breweries by the White Eagle. They have like a summer ale that is so good. Oh my God. And
there's so many good breweries in Massachusetts
I
right now. It's kind of crazy.
Harpoon, because Harpoon has been there used to be a gingerbread beer. And they discontinued
around Christmas
it.
Time,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. The UFO. And they discontinued it, and it was very upset. And I used to only be able to get it at one beer distributor out here, and I was like obsessed.
Yeah, I remember it.
So that was one that, like, you know, I always wanted to like go up to. So like, I love IPAs. So yep.
New England right now is the king of IPAs. It's mm-hmm. gonna taper off very soon, but I think someone try it.
Yeah. So it was good.
I'm sure. Chad is coming.
Yeah.
I know he is because I've seen his ticket purchases come through.
If anybody wants to scoop me and bring me so I don't have to drive by myself.
Bring a cooler. Throw it in there because it's either going to be rainy and thunderstorming, mm-hmm. which means we'll go to a different building. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to make my wrestlers wrestle in a fucking slippery ring. Mm-hmm. We have a different building down the street. If it does rain, the show will still happen, and mm-hmm. it will happen in a dry place. Mm-hmm. And the beer will still be for sale, regardless of if we're there or not. So let's just hope everything works out.
I
check this weather app every hour, and mm-hmm. it's like, oh, God, it's raining. Oh, no, it's not raining. Oh, God, it's raining. So it's raining right now, so we'll see how it is on Saturday.
But
we have a spot.
But I love that they did a beer. Did you ask them to make a beer, or they just did it?
No, I asked them. I'm a hustler, so.
I think that's awesome, though. Like,
in there and I was like, "Listen, I know you have beers that are ready to go, and I know you have beers that don't have names yet. It's like, let's fucking do this."
So, are they gonna like keep it there like exclusively, like, or
so?
Is
it's
only
it's a super small batch of mm-hmm. you know, like this one beer that they have. So we just did it in this, mm-hmm. and I had the label already. Like, I had the name of it already. Mm-hmm. You can't just walk in there with nothing. Mm-hmm. So I showed him the label. This dude is probably about 40. Mm-hmm. If you show him Ninja Turtles, he's going to be like, oh, fuck yeah. You know, like, and boom, it sold. We were done. You know,
that's awesome.
For anyone watching, right, who's not going to look on it.
Yeah.
Right? Rad Pro Wrestling Cowabunga Fog.
That's like, so awesome.
It's a dank ass IPA. But yeah, so I just said, like, listen, I know you got things that don't have names. Mm-hmm. Let's make a beer, and it cost me $0. So they're gonna sell it. They'll make all the money.
They're gonna sell.
You know, it's at least something to entice people to come by.
Yeah, look, even if I don't make it, like, I'm hoping that I get one.
Yeah, right.
Like, I want one. I think that's
there's people who reach out who don't even like wrestling. They're like, I need that can. It's like, cool.
It's awesome.
Buy a ticket, or don't even buy a ticket. Like, just come to the show.
just come buy
and
it.
Buy the beer.
Chill.
And, like, yeah.
I think that's awesome.
I don't even care if you buy a ticket.
I don't know why other promotions haven't kind of thought of something like this before. And, like, a lot of other promotions have, like, run at breweries.
Yeah.
So I think it's pretty awesome. So hopefully I get to taste it. And then if our friend Jack and Dante bring me one, I'll actually do a video and I'll put it up and I'll tag it. Look, I got you. So
I'll
now,
I'll put it on my social media. Now, you'll never see it if you don't watch.
No, that's not true. I'm dead. So, but so tell everybody again, like, how much your tickets, you know, can they get them at the door, all that.
You want me to drop the fucking knowledge.
Drop the knowledge for the people.
Boom. So if you want to come to Rad Pro Wrestling, Island of Illusion, it'll be June 24th. Doors open at 3:30. Show starts at 4:00. it should end between 6 and 6:15, depending on, you know, how much these fucking wrestlers blow their times. But that's just a joke. Just a joke. Calm down. I don't need no notes, tweets written about me just yet. Okay. It is at Beowulf Brewing in Amesbury, Massachusetts. Tickets are $22.50 for second row. First row is sold out. $22.50 for second row and $20 for general admission. There's only about one row of general admission. If you are an Amesbury resident, this is a little secret tip. If you're an Amesbury resident, I believe that standing room only is free, because they're doing a beer garden like behind. So you'll be outside the barricades. So it'll be pretty far from where the ring actually is. But if you wanted to do standing room only at the beer garden, you're more than welcome to come. You can still purchase the beer itself. You can still cheer and chant and all that stuff. Just know that you'll be much further away from the action that a lot of people like to be. And you will not be engaged by like the wrestlers, because you'll be too far. But I think that about covers it. If you want to follow Rad Pro Wrestling, you can do so on Instagram, Rad Pro Wrestling. On Twitter, it's Rad Pro Rassle, RASSLE, because I fucked up when I made it, and it's like locked out of the other one. And then on Facebook, Rad Pro Wrestling. Tickets are all available, radprowrestling.com. Check out the roster page, because it's sweet. It's fashioned after a Street Fighter game, so like you can click on the little graphic of the wrestler, and it'll bring you to their bio. Please check that out. I worked super duper hard on it. We also have merchandise at ProWrestlingTees/RadProWrestling. There's, you know, a Ninja Turtles shirt, a Cherry Cola shirt, you know, like a Cherry Coke from the 90s, which is our base logo, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers logo, and then a Street Fighter logo, because those are three things that I like. I don't know. I have like more in the bag, but each one of those costs money, and I want to make sure that people buy those shirts so I can afford to buy new logos, so we can make new shirts and such. But yeah, I appreciate everyone if they're kind of willing to support. But subscribe to our YouTube channel, Rad Pro Wrestling, yada yada. If you want to find us, just Google Rad Pro Wrestling.
There you go. And I have the links in the description for you guys as well, so you can.
I'm out of White Claw. Yeah.
So that means he's done. No. No, but I'm excited. So, and again, if you can't make it, it won't be live on IWTV, but you can catch.
Within 2 weeks, 3 weeks after, it'll be up.
So. Yeah. Oh, okay. Alex in the chat, long live the queen. Thank you. Watch the show.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Watch the show.
It's not really, even about really good. Me.
You can say hi. You can say hi. I miss you too. Dom says, get your tickets now. Yes, get them now. Get them while they're hot. And if you can't make it, if you're listening somewhere else, definitely like wait for it to be on IWTV and go watch the first one. Go watch it. If you watched it, watch it again.
Yeah, just leave it on replay.
Yeah, just so like, go to bed. Get some, you know.
Like, one of those hours gives me money. So.
Alex goes, what's up, dude? I don't know. That's terrible.
If you listened, you would know me.
That's terrible. He's been around for a while.
That's okay.
You know what's sad? You're in Long Island too, and like, you know, you should know from FWF pretty much.
People know me from Chikara. That's the place where people know me.
Yeah.
From.
So
they know me.
All good. So definitely check it out. Like we said, all those links are in the description below. So anything else? Did we miss anything? I think we covered everything.
I think we covered everything. We're talking for an hour and a half.
Also, he goes, you should have come to SW and then I know him. Well, you got to break out of the little island bubble.
I'll say that. Who?
the little island bubble, because there's so much amazing wrestling outside. Yeah. Of the little Long Island bubble, pretty much.
They pay me, I'll show up.
There you go. So tell your boy to book him, pretty much. So, but yeah. So tomorrow I return with Flash Carter. That's someone that
You should definitely check if you don't know Flash Carter.
You're telling me or,
yes,
or
you.
Alex
you.
In the chat?
You. No.
Me. Flash
you.
Carter. Send
Flash
me some
Carter.
Of his stuff.
I'll send you some of his stuff. I think you'd all be right. Very impressed. He's young. He's 21. He's really, really good. He's good. Right. He's the future right there. So
the future?
But
okay.
The future. He's really,
I thought
really
that was
good.
Frankie Kazarian.
Yeah, there you go. So, but yeah, so tune in tomorrow for that. Again, support Rad Pro Wrestling. Get a
Please
ticket,
do.
All that fun stuff. So, and yeah, so you guys know the drill. Stay safe. Support independent wrestling. I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a good night.
Do something dangerous. Feeling miserable.